Holy smokes!
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire. Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right. As soon as we don't even get to 5 o'clock fire, jump in. What's the breaking news, Tyler?
Yeah, we got some Houston Astros breaking news, and shocker, it's not great. Our friend from the last segment that was texting in, you don't need to worry about this, but other Astros fans out there, some big news. Astros have placed right-handed pitcher Lance McCullers Jr. on the 15-day injured list due to a right finger blister. Retroactive back to July 20th. To take his place, Lance McCullers Jr. on the active roster. The Astros have recalled right-handed pitcher Nick Hernandez from AAA Sugarland. Another space cowboy is joining the big club.
Hey, what happened to Jason Alexander?
Son of a... All
right, so Nick Hernandez, anybody got him? Got Nick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
He's been up a few times.
Got Nick?
He's been up a few times.
Nick Hernandez. I wonder, is he going to get a start? Is the bullpen probably... Probably bullpen piece.
Bullpen, if I remember correctly, right, Tyler? He's a bullpen guy?
I think so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is half a squad of Space Cowboys and a training staff that doesn't know what the hell they're doing. So, I don't know, man.
I wonder how long.
Well, you still got your five up there. You got Walters. You got Gusto. You got Gordon. You got Fromber. And you got Hunter. You still got your five-man rotation there.
A five up there. That'll be the rotation moving forward. The hope is that maybe Spencer Arrighetti can get going here as he's pitched three innings and check back in. Listen, I know that Lance has struggled, and some of you have referred to him as not being a major league pitcher anymore. All of those things. This was a guy that was there every 5 days eating up. You know, at least attempting to eat up innings. This is a guy two starts ago who went six innings, one run on four hits against the Dodgers on the road. This is a guy who has had moments this year, and now it just adds more pressure on your rotation. And now it just adds more pressure because, Clint, there was a point where, all right, there's six of them up here. We're liable to having maybe two to three of them not be able to go more than four innings. And we've seen Ryan Gusto come in a couple of times to kind of be the bridge to the back half of the bullpen.
Yeah, yeah.
And now that luxury is gone, right? And maybe you bring in a Jason Alexander, one of the other young starters there, potentially to help you. But I think a couple of things. I think, Clint, you talked about this. This just moves you to me even closer to, all right, we got to make a call. We gotta be on the hunt for starting pitching.
Yep.
Now, Lance, this is a killer for him because these next several starts were going to be crucial to see if he was still going to be able to have a chance to be in the rotation as it continues. And now he's taking himself out, or he's been taken out with this injury.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt about it. The trade deadline is July 31, I believe. So, look, not that there was a ton that Lance could do between now and then. And not that Lance was ever even going to have an impact of late anyway on what their decision is at the trade deadline. But I think this makes it really, really clear at this point in time that the trade deadline, they have to be targeting starting pitching. And I'm talking like third in a rotation type starting pitching. You can't sit back and wait on Spencer Arrighetti. You can't depend on what Lance McCullers does or doesn't do. I don't think any of the guys that you have that you're rotating through right now are real contenders. So the Astros, in a sense of making a move, the trade deadline is the big, I think the next big, hopefully there's another injury, the next big news cycle, if you will, that's in 9 days. Hopefully the Astros can make a move there and bring in a starter.
Yep. Again, if you missed it, the Astros put Lance McCullers Jr. on the 15-day IL due to a right finger blister and recalled reliever Nick Hernandez to replace him on the active roster. I will say this. Hopefully, this is, in a way, good news, fellas, in terms of an explanation. Maybe this has something to do with potentially why his last two starts have been struggles, why his last two starts have been games where he can't locate, have been games where he his inability to locate has not allowed him to go deeper into games. You know, this is better when you have a pitcher or a player who is struggling and there's no explanation of an injury or anything troubling him. He's just struggling. Hopefully this means if he gets this fixed and rectified, he'll be, you know, in a position where he can kind of be his best on the mound.
Yeah, hopefully that's what it is. We'll see.
Yeah, so that is the latest there with Lance McCullers Jr. If you just missed it, he is on the 15-day IL with a blister on his right finger. Framber, who gets the ball, he is well-rested, has not pitched since health. God, dog, since that game we went to, Tyler, that seems like a long-ass time ago.
It really does.
Last two Saturdays ago is when the last time Framber has pitched. Well rested. Hopefully he can get a dub tonight, Clint, and get them off of this this streak of losing series. They had gone 13 in a row winning, and now they've lost their last three. If they can get a win tonight, they can go ahead and clinch winning this series against the Diamondbacks. But we talked about this on Sunday's game for Hunter Brown. Even though they won yesterday, Clint, you would like for your ace, co-ace, to come out and give you a big-time performance to kind of still, I think, stop some of the bleed and give you some confidence.
Look, I mean, absolutely. I think keep swinging the bats the way you've been swinging the bats the last three games, and Framber go out there and do Framber things, and you win the first two games of the series. Hopefully you can get a sweep. Hopefully Seattle and the rest of the division take one on the chin, and you can, again, continue to just hold them off, if not extend the lead in the division. And you've done the trick. I mean, that's, yes. I mean, Framber is one of those guys. I know there was some kind of shin injury. For some reason, they pushed his start back a couple of days. So hopefully he can get out there and get through a start without any kind of issues.
Yeah. Hopefully so. So he gets the ball tonight in Arizona. When the lineups come out, we'll let you know what that is. By the way, I know a lot of people just jump in their cars at 5 o'clock getting off. If you have not heard the latest Yordan Alvarez news, Yordan Alvarez yesterday hit soft toss at 60 to 65% effort. He said, though, through an interpreter, Alvarez plans to hit again tomorrow. Of his setback in Florida, Alvarez said he woke up, and this is him through the interpreter speaking himself, he woke up on the day he was supposed to be facing pitching, and his hand was so swollen he could not grip the bat. Yordan went on to say through an interpreter, where the pain is in his hand, it's a little bit difficult to have surgery there. That's why I say I need a little bit of rest right now. It's an area where normally we don't get surgery in that area, but I think it isn't something I'll have to keep dealing with. So that is the latest there with Yordan. And for me, Clint, I have no idea what this means in terms of a timetable.
None. That doesn't move the needle at all. We'll see you when you get back, Yordan.
Yeah. In fact, as you say, it doesn't move the needle. In fact, it makes me a little bit more concerned of what is going, because he's had two setbacks already. And to me, reading this, what's going to happen if he starts to swing full speed and full go again? Because the last time he swung full speed, full go, the day before he was supposed to face pitching, he was doing some live hitting against pitching the day of, and then the next day his hand was swollen.
It sure seems like it's just a roll of the dice or a shot in the dark, doesn't it? I mean, just, well, we don't usually have surgery there. It may flare up here or there. I don't know. 60, 65%. Just seems like it's just a shot in the dark here. We'll see. Yeah,
can we get and a texter said this. Can we get a name of what the injury is? Texter said, is it a hamate bone? Can we get a name? Can we get an understanding of what the injury is? Like, I know, hey, Paredes, hamstring strain. Can we get what this is? Just right hand. Inflammation, is that what it still is?
You mean like a diagnosis? That'd be wild.
Just an injury of what is it?
This fool's about to piss me off.
5 o'clock fire.
We're past about. All right, the Rockets, they sign another free agent, forward, guard forward, Josh Okogie. He's agreed to a one-year, $3.1 million deal with the Rockets. He is going to be playing in his eighth season, and it gives them another active wing defender slash guard that is a good, good defender. Now, the big key to me will be, is he going to be able to shoot the ball well enough to give them really good minutes, right? This is not a signing that is going to, as Clint would say, blow your skirt up. This is not a huge, huge, huge thing. But I think this is a Udoka-type player, a guy that will know his role, will play hard and play defense, and the hope is that he shoots closer to a 35% than a 30% from three. But I just like the move, Clint, because when you look at up and down their roster, we're starting to get bigs kind of covered. Backup bigs kind of covered. Hell, Clint Capella, a third string big, just in case, with Steven Adams, if he needs days off, covered. It's wings, plenty of them covered. Now they're doing it with guards and bringing in not just guys that ride bench, but Josh Okogie has been somebody who's played in big games and big playoff games.
Well, it seems like they're building that quality depth that you're going to need to make a run, right? I mean, to play at a certain level throughout a long season, to withstand an injury bug if your team gets hit with it, and obviously to have the depth necessary to make the run to win one of these things. And they're very intentional, obviously, of, like, as you mentioned, Ime Udoka type of guys. So
that's a real good point you made, because when you look at the finals and you look at the Pacers and you look at the Thunder, I think the biggest thing that jumps out from them is their depth. Absolutely. and their ability to play, you know, have that many quality guys that they can put in their rotation.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, it seems like the Rockets are going from the mode of, hey, let's see what all these young guys are about. Let's see when the lights are bright what they do. Let's see if we ask them to handle the rock what they do. Let's see if we ask them to give more effort and more energy on the defensive end of the floor and hustle, and, you know, what do they do? How do they respond? You're going from all of that to, okay, we know what we have. Now let's backfill this young roster of guys that we know what they have with guys that are veterans that are cut from our cloth. And so it just seems like they've shifted gears in a sense, which makes sense. It's time to make a run. It seems like they've shifted gears, though, from let's find out what our young stars have and what they're made of, and to, all right, let's backfill this thing with proven, whatever that depth is, with proven guys that we know what we're investing in, we know what we're getting, we know what we're adding to our roster.